We were just realizing last night that Jordan, of course, is the name of the river in Israel where Jesus was baptized. That's pretty cool, isn't it? That's pretty cool. So Jordan's just going to tell us a bit about his journey. Can we start off with, tell us a bit what your life was like before you knew God?
Well, before I knew God, it was kind of like chaotic. I was kind of doing everything I thought I should be doing, running around, doing meeting exams, like deadlines, studying. I went to uni like my sister did. And I was like, right, okay, I got there. Now what? To like try and fulfill what she was doing. So I kind of running myself on self-will, like a lot of us kind of do. But then I got into things like drugs, alcohol, things that I thought the other kids were doing whilst I was there. And I thought, oh, well, we're all the same. So we could kind of, if it's good for you, it's good for me. But then I kind of realized, actually, I've got a certain program for myself. Like I've got my path that I can't really go beyond that. I got to kind of stick to what I know. So got into a little bit of a pickle on self-will, running the show myself, not realizing the creator, the divine, the Lord, and the highest entity, everything, was the one in charge. And it's easy to think that you're in charge and kind of think that you answer to yourself and you can predetermine all your actions, but that's not the way it went with me. So, I realize it's a humbling experience to know when you do things against the Lord's script or the divine plan, it's not, you're kind of in treacherous waters, say, like in the River Jordan, in like the uneasiness. But yeah, so it was quite chaotic and, just quite overwhelming. It was good.
Sure. Thank you. And then tell us about how did you get on this journey? How did you meet Jesus? How did that happen?
When I woke up on my birthday I come into the church on October, and this was the 25th was my birthday, and on the 26th I was like, right, something's got to change. I was woken up like a hungover, and I thought I did all these things I was supposed to be doing, like I said before. And my mum said, Angela at the back, sorry ma, but she said, what are you going to do about yourself now? You got to get yourself out of this mess. So I was like, right, I, as self-seeking as I am, I kind of tried to turn to anything that was going to help me. So I kind of went to a fellowship. I did 12 steps, did a 12-step program with some people here already know what that kind of is, and started working a program to the best of my ability. One of my spiritual founders, Serge and Anthony, they kind of pushed me over to come introduce me to the church when I come here like October, and I was sat here and I was like participating and kind of seeing how it was, and I liked the community. I started doing like work when I had nothing to do. Serge was like, right, come to the church, and I was like, right. So that was the meeting place. So then we kind of helped do the window and do some like DIY jobs because I was kind of a handyman, and that's why I basically, my mum said, what are you going to do? So I kind of had to buck up my ideas and not run the show.
Yeah. Love it. And so you said the difference before was that you were living under self-will and really doing your own thing and finding that didn't really work. Can you tell us a bit about what life's like now as you're following Jesus? Give us a little insight into that.
Well, yeah, it's funny enough, it gets easier to explain as you go through the questions, because it's like coming over to the Lord and getting like I feel like I've got a sense of purpose. Does that make sense? I got a sense of purpose back. I've got direction. So all the things I was doing, like laboring, being in construction, doing like building work, I was like, well, I'm God's apprentice. I want to be the Lord's apprentice or like the architect, and that's what I aspired to be. So it kind of fits in quite nicely, yeah. How it's how the show becomes easier to exist, to be within, to your kind of sense of being. It's not hard. It's not overthinking and complicating things, and it's more harmonious, I would say. Yeah. So that's how I experienced being coming over, and like the baptism for me is like a public declaration of like what he did before us. And that's the amazing thing, is what Jesus Christ, like Lord, done for us. And to the death, the burial, the resurrection, this is powerful, immortal stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Love it, great.
I just want to share this Proverbs chapter 16 to 33, but the one that stuck out for me was number three, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans. I'll just say that again, actually. Commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans. That's the powerful stuff.
That's good, isn't it? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So good. So what I enjoy about being around Jordan is he's a learner, and actually, and this is what we're all designed to be as Christians, isn't it? As followers of Jesus, I think to be a follower is to be a lifelong learner, and I love how hungrily Jordan is devouring the Bible and just seeing this is true, this is right, and so I enjoy being around you and I enjoy processing this stuff with you. It's really exciting.
I just want to say thank you. I haven't felt so welcomed in a place before when I first come here, and I was lost in the fog and in the mist before Christ. And then now everyone was so welcoming and giving me so much love. And I want to say I love you. Thank you, Chris and Alice. And it's been a pleasure to attend your church and be a steward, be a disciple, not even a disciple, but be like a learner, be a child of God. And thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks, bro. Well, that's what we all are. That's our dream. That's our heart, isn't it? Is it to be a community of people, an extended family, following Jesus together and seeing the world changed. Have a seat. Great. Thanks, Jordan. So just before we go outside, just want to remind us what baptism is all about. And if you've been around a few years, you probably remember my three typical props. I've changed them slightly, actually. So the three B's of baptism. In fact, can people find some Bible verses for us? Can someone find John chapter 3, verse 3? John chapter, there's some Bibles on the tables. Simon's on that. John chapter 3, or Charlie's on that. Brilliant. John chapter 3, verse 3. And then can someone find Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 4? Someone over there? Is that Joel? Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 4. That's Joel. And then Acts 22:16. Who wants to do that? Great. Kate, Acts 22:16. So, and my first prop for this is, you see what this is? What's Easter all about? Chocolate. Yeah, well done, boys. Jesus, that's right. Yeah. And then we try and work out the symbolism of the egg. But an egg is the way that, new life, that's it, new life, yeah. It's about, and so the first B of baptism is about birth. Charlie, can you read to us?
I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Brilliant, thank you. So, it's a journey. Following Jesus is a journey, and it's a journey that we're on and we'll be on for the rest of our lives. But there's a point at which we're born again. And so Jordan being baptized is part of that rebirth, part of that being born again as a new person, entering a new family, a spiritual family, as well as his blood family. Okay, let's go for the next one. And for this one, we've got a spade over here. And we're going to go to Joel, aren't we? That's good. Say that again, Benj. Burial. Baptism is burial.
Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives.
Brilliant. Thanks, Joel. So when we go into, so when Jordan goes into the water, it's a bit like, in a way, him going into the grave. You're going under the water and coming out as a new creation. So we can think of baptism as burial. And the third one is, who's got this? That's Kate, isn't it?
And now, why delay? Get up and be baptized and have your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord.
Be baptized, have your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord. So our three B's of baptism, it's a birth. Think Easter eggs, think new birth. It's a burial, think spade. And it's death to our old life and it's coming anew. And then think bath. It's about being washed. It's about being changed. It's about being cleaned. So we're going to make our way now outside, and we're going to go and baptize Jordan. So if you want to go outside and gather around the water,